The pasuk says, "Tzidkas tomim tiyasha dalkoi ubrish asa yipol rosha." You notice, by the way, that the three psukim that we have here, the first two of the three psukim, pasuk hay and pasuk vav, both have that parallel of tzaddik and rosha, the positive and the negative. The last pasuk, the pasuk zayin, b'mois adam rosha toivat tikva v'tocheles einim avoda. This actually is only benagia the Rasha. So it's very interesting that sometimes the psukim are singular and sometimes they have the parallel. Sitkas Tom and Tiasha Daka Zok the Goyin, based on his chilukim between Tom and Yoshar and so on. Tomu Aholich Betmimus Kmosh Kasavnu Lamala. Beze Aholich Betomim Einoi Soimech Al Sichloi Klau. Uderach HaToyra Tzor Gama Seichel. Mashamur Chazal, La'olam Yehi Adam Arum B'Yira, Bal Yedei Zehav Shaliyah Sheyikashel. Mefarshim on the Gra say that Al Yedei Zehav Shaliyah Sheyikashel means it's possible that he'll be nichshel by not using his seichel. Ach tzidkosay megin olav shetiyasha darkoi, sheyehei darkoi b'seichel gam kein av shehuta. Now here the question is, what is the meaning of the Gra precisely? Does the goyin mean that the tam manages without the seichel because he has a siyata d'shmaya? In other words, be'emes, you really need seichel. But since the derech of the tam is without seichel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashlim the seichel that he needs, ki'ilu, he had the seichel and he used the seichel, but be'emes, he doesn't use the seichel, because that's the taich of tam. He goes completely bitmimus. Or is the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him find the seichel that he needs, but he actually is using the seichel. Now it says, "L'derech haTorah tzarich gam haSeichel, loylam yehi adam arum biyira." And otherwise, it's possible that he's going to come to the wrong maskonos, or it's possible that he's not going to be able to fight his yetzer hara. So, kamash malon tzidkosay megin olav shetiyasha darka would be mashmat to me without seichel. So there's a bargain in a certain sense, a built-in bris, a covenant between the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Tam, that whatever the Tam is missing because of his Tmimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never allow him to falter on that account. The level of Tmimus, of course, has to be very great. I want to, by the way, differentiate here very clearly between a Tomim and a Tipesh. You know, Tamahu Oimim Mazois sounds very much like a person who is completely unawares, and he's coming to the Seder and he doesn't have the slightest idea of what's going on. Or Benageya, the Bechoira, he doesn't understand the meaning of the Bechoira or the purpose of the Bechoira. And that, of course, sounds like somebody who's basically ignorant or simple. And in fact, many people have interpreted Tam of the Haggadah as the simple one. But according to the Gra, and he has a pirush on the Arba Abonim, and there he says this clearly, that the Tam is the opposite of the Rasha. There is in the Tmimus of the Tam a tremendous amount of built-in sophistication. But it's not the sophistication that he himself perhaps can identify. In his Tmimus, he has hit upon the Derech HaTorah that has in it already the Seichel built in. Elokim asa es ha'adam yashar, says the pasuk in Kehelas. In the asa es ha'adam, it's the making of the Adam mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation that already allows him to be that yashar. So the Tom, in a certain sense, plugs into that through his tmimus. And this is the tzidkasei megin olav shetiyasha darkai. If time allows, I would like to go back to the inyan of La'olam Yehei Adam Arum Ayin Reishvav Mem, which sometimes means naked and sometimes means shrewd, which is interesting that the same word is used in both ways. But La'olam Yehei Adam Arum B'Yira means, of course, shrewd in his Yira Shamayim. So how can a person who's a Tam be shrewd? It's a stira. So the answer is Einochanami. That's what the Goyin is saying, that the Tam's Koyach somehow is successful because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's making olav, even though he doesn't have that koyach of armumius. Now, he says, V'rosha shenayfel v'nichshal b'darche teira hu al yedei harisha she'asa mitchila ze goram lo sheyipol sheyita v'yipol. He quotes, of course, Gemara Chagiga, which we already learned. Elisha, that he became Achredoig and Achitoifel, they were so brilliant. Where did they go wrong? So the answer is Tina Hayabalibam. The reason that they were punished and they don't have a Chelik Naila Mabo, etc., that is because they are using their Torah in a corrupt sort of way. Where does that corruption come from? It's in the innermost part of their being. There was already a corruption. And that's Tina Hayabalibam. So the Torah itself became corrupted, and as we've mentioned many, many times, that a corrupt Torah is actually a source of a tremendous disaster. This pasuk says in Iyov, "Achasi al keno malti tom v'rosho hu mechala." This pasuk, as I point out in the footnote on the bottom, which we're not going to read right now, but the Malbim already is masbir, as do some other Mefarshim, that this is the Tain of Eiv, that basically the sun shines for Tzadikim and Rishoyim alike. Where do you see the Tayelis and of the Tzadik and the Abadin of the Rasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is managing the world based on right and wrong? It seems that the Hanhoga of the world is Mukrach Mitzad the Bria and the laws of nature, and the moral rights and moral wrongs have nothing to do with it. So this was his taina. But meanwhile, what the Goyen is getting from this pasuk is not so much Nageya, the point of the pasuk, but rather that Tam v'rosho hu mechala, that Eiv is using the word Tam the way we would use the word Tzadik. Tam v'rosho hu mechala, Tam is used as a parallel to Rosha. That's what I told you, b'nageya, that k'neged arba bonim dibra Torah, that Tam is... See, Tam and Chocham are two different midos. And Chocham is obviously the role of the Seichel HaYosher. But the Tam is without that Chochma. But he is still the opposite of the Rasha. So the Tam accepts the Ribbono Shlom's Torah, and the Rasha denies the Ribbono Shlom's Torah. That's exactly the Nekuda of Mazois versus Ma Avodah Zois Lachem. In the Medrash, it says on this pasuk, interestingly enough, "Tzidkas tomim tiyasher darko berishaso yipo rasha," something very similar in its own way to what the Goyen is being masbir, that it's the rishus of the rasha that is his undoing. You find many times that politicians mess themselves up, and they themselves were never any good to begin with. But they had a lot of hatzlocha up to a point, and then they do something, sometimes really stupid, and they follow their yetzahara, and the yetzahara messes them up ba'if and naira. They say something stupid, or they do something stupid, and it's something really that has rishus in it. And in that rishus, they are undermining their own gaiva, their own kayach, and their own authority, their own political clout. And they fall. They fall sometimes terribly, sometimes in an instant. This is Berish Asai. With his own rishus, he falls. So the Medrash, of course, everybody knows this Medrash. Where did Besuel end up that he's not any longer mentioned in the Psukim? So everyone knows what happened. Besuel tried to poison Eliezer, and he told him to go eat. And Eliezer, of course, said, "I can't eat until I finish speaking." And somehow, this poison was consumed by Besuel, who died, and therefore there's no Besuel in the picture anymore. So Besuel Heichenhu, Bikesh La'ake V'nigav Balaylo, Hado D'chsiv Tzidkas Tomim T'yasha Darkai. Tzidkas Tomim Ze Yitzchak, T'yasha Darkai Shal Eliezer, Ubera Asa Yitche Rosha, Ze Besuel Shenigav Balaylo. So the Tzidkas Tomim T'yasha Darkai is that Eliezer, his need to fulfill, why didn't he eat? So his need to fulfill the tzivui of Avraham Avinu and act as the shaliach ne'eman for Yitzchak was a tremendous tmimus. There was nothing that could stand in the way of his fulfilling that responsibility. And Memela, the eating, was not on his agenda right now. That's the tzidkas tomim is tiyasha darko that kept him alive. And of course, Berish Asai, in the Rishas of Besuel, Yipol Rasha, that he poisoned himself and he died. In the next Pasuk, Pasuk Vav, Tzidkas Yesharim Tatzileim, Ubahavaz Boigdim Yilochedu, it sounds very much like the same thing. Let's see what the Gra says. Tzidkas Yesharim Tatzileim. Now, obviously, the very first thing that we see here is a Meridiki Yisayit. The Goyin has already distinguished in the previous year. What did he distinguish between? He distinguished between between Yesharim and Tmimim, correct? So now, if you look at these psukim, you'll see an amazing thing. Tzidkas Tomim Tiyasha Darkoi and Tzidkas Yesharim Tatzilei. So the parallel is built in, that the Pasuk is kemat a repetition of itself. Pasuk Vav is a repetition of Pasuk Hei, kemat mila b'mila. But the first Pasuk is talking about a Tomim, and the second Pasuk is talking about Yesharim. So the Goyin says, that's exactly the point. Yoshua ha'ilach b'sichloi, ach b'derech ha'yosho sh'loisar min derech ha'toyri yomin u'smail. Ela, sham midoisa b'sichloi. V'zeh ha'ilach b'sichloi b'kal yuchal lintos ma'atoyra machna shu'u seymech al-sichloi. Ach tzidkosoi medes aleyem v'tzatzilem sh'lo yilochedu. So the Goyin is telling us that each one has a problem. The Tam has a problem that he doesn't use his seichel. He goes with the derech of Tmimus, which is dafka without seichel. And therefore, he may make mistakes, because you have to be an Arum B'yira, as the Gemara says in Brochas. Me'idach Gisa, the exact opposite is true, B'negeya, the Yesharim. They use their seichel. So the fear is that the seichel will sometimes contravene the Torah, because the seichel can lead a person very much astray. So therefore, he needs also a siyata d'shmaya, that the seichel that he's using should be alpi derech ha-Torah, and he's not noitem in ha-Torah yomin u'smoil because of his seichel. So that's what the Goyin says. U'bahavaz boigdim ilochedu. Boigdim is the opposite of yesharim, she'soymech al-sichlo yu'boigeit ba'ashem. This is the boigdim, the people who are treacherous, they become treacherous because they rely on their seichel, and their seichel leads them astray. So the boigdim are the opposite of yesharim. So he says, tzidkas tomim tiyasha darkoi b'rishasa yipol rosha, he's talking about the tomim, and tzidkas yesharim tatzilim b'vavas boigdim yilochedu is, of course, the nekuda for yesharim versus boigdim. I just want to point out something before we continue with the Gra. Number one, Tzidkas Tomim Tiyasha Darkoi and Brishasa Yipol Rosha is in the singular. Do you notice that? Whereas in the next Pasuk, Tzidkas Yesharim Tatzileim Ubahavas Boigdim Yilochedu is in the plural. I would like to suggest that the kind of Tomim that we are talking about are few and far between. Most people are agents of their seichel, and most people are always in the, in the struggle of properly using their seichel. And this, of course, is a gavaldike nekuda, that a tomim, he suspends his seichel, perhaps even if he has seichel, because we're not talking about a tipesh again. So the tomim is the very rare individual. Mashen ken yesharim, these are people who are using their seichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, but in the proper manner. So that's why Yesharim are in the plural and Tomim is in the singular. Since Tomim is in the singular, so the opposite is in the singular, and the same for Rishayim. In the other Nekuda that I wanted to point out to you is the difference between Tiyasher Darkoi and Tatzileim. And here I think is very fascinating. What's Tiyasha Darkoi? So, a Tom can be going, like in a certain sense, off the deep end, going towards the edge of the cliff without even realizing it. So Tiyasha Darkoi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu straightens out his path. But Tatzileim is a word where, because the person is already in the plunter, because Seichel is something that if it's used in the wrong way, so you need Hatzalah. So the lotion of hatatzilim is much more, how should I say, of an emergency kind of nature than tiyasha darkoi. Tatzilim, you need to be saved. So, you know, you have different melech oizer u'mashiach u'mogen. So, you know, tiyasha darkoi is a kind of a mogen idea. Whereas tatzilim is mashiach. So because the person using his seichel, before he knows it, he's already gone in the wrong direction. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to prevent that from happening. He needs to save him from the fact that it happened already. And that's why the Pasuk says, Tatzile. And the same thing, Behavas Boigdim Yilochedu and Yipol Rosha. Let's take a look at the Gra. By the way, what the Gra has here in the parentheses is not from the Gra himself, but from the Biur, the Mavoyer. And that's why I put it in the parentheses. And he speaks about the Nakuda of Midas being called Boigdim and Begodim. I'm not going to go into it. I just gave you an amplification here in the places and the sources of the Psukim, so that if anybody has a Shaychus to these in Yonim, he could find it easily. But let's continue. Boigdim hu hefech yesharim shesoimech al sichloi uboigid ba'ashem. So skipping the parentheses, Zehu Bahavaz Boigdim, Shezeha Boigid Haholich Besichloi, Av Sheshaver Gamhu Hamidois, Ba'oisa Hashvira Atzma Yilochedu Mipneshehu Boigid. You find a very remarkable thing here. I think that the Goyin is Meramis here to certain types of people that happen to be very superior in ethics, but they have a Fardor Ben Hashkofa. And you find that many times that there are Jews who pride themselves in the fact that they are ben adam lechaveroi, superior to everybody else, and they go out of their way to help people, and they are extremely ethical in quotation marks, and of course, this is all based on their own understanding of what ethics is, and they feel that they can manage ethics very well without the Ribbono Shel Olam altogether. There is a movement today to try to prove philosophically and psychologically, Rachmano Litzlan, that you can manage without God and afal pi kein lead extremely ethical lives. Because the argument of many people who are religious is, you know, that, you know, whether you believe in what I believe in or not, but you have to admit what we find, l'moshel, have a mispalel b'shloima shel malchus shel molei meira ish es reyeyu chayim bloi. So that has its equivalent in the pasuk by Avraham Avinu, "Rak ein yiras elokim b'mokam hazeh v'haraguni," and you know that the Chofetz Chaim used to say that if you have a wagon driver, obviously he meant a goy, who, when he passes by a church, does not cross himself, so it's pikuach nefesh that you should be in his wagon because he could be a reitzayach. There is this understanding that a religious person somehow has certain kinds of controls because of the ethical imperative of his religion, whatever it is. So the ethicist today, who's an atheist, he wants to undermine the Rakein Yiras Elokim b'mokam hazeh. He wants to undermine the idea of having mispal b'shlom shel malchus of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says we can manage without religion to be very ethical. And this is the nekuda that the Goyin is talking about. Even if he's shaver his midos, a person wants to be a reitzayach. He has an advantage that he wants to kill somebody in business. So this fellow will say, I don't need the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm a boyged in Hashem, Rachmano Litzlan, but afal pi kein I'll be honorable in business. So he says, no, it's not shayach, and yilochedu, from that itself he's going to be nilkat because he's a boyged. V'loshen havas, what is havas? Hey vav sof, u'miloshen shvira. He says, how do you know that havas rishoy means that he breaks his midos? How do you know that he's trying to be ethical and moral? Where do you get that from the pasuk? So he says, the pasuk says, u'bahavas boigdim yilochedu. Take a look at pasuk vav on top. Tzidkas yesharim tatzileim, u'bahavas hey vav sof, boigdim yilochedu. So what is the havas boigdim? So the Goyin says a remarkable thing, that havas means the shvira. Shvira of the boigdim, what does it mean, the shvira of the boigdim? It's the shvira that the boigdim do to their own midos. Ubahavas rishoyim boigdim ilochedu. In that itself they will find their undoing. Mipnei shehu boigdim. V'loshen havas, let us repeat, So I bring for you the pasuk in its entirety. It's hoiva al hoiva tavai ushmua el shmua tiye ubikshu chazam inavi b'tora tova mikayim ve'etzam izakenim. So it'll be one disaster after another. That's what hoiva means. So the Goyin points out that by the negative, Berish Asa Yipol Rasha, and in Pasuk Vav, by the negative, Ubavaz Boigdim Yilochedu. So he said, what's the difference between the two? So the Goyin says, Shatamu Bitmimus Veinahoilach Bamakam Shareshes Yetzahara Prusa, Lachain Yevshaloi Sheyilochet, Ach Evshah Sheyipol Shaloi Bimiskavim. So he says, that when you speak about Tomim, you speak about the negative. Uberish Asai Yipol Rasha. So this is the point that I was making before. And the Goyin says it here in the negative part of the Pasuk, but it applies, of course, to the positive part as well. Because he himself says, Hatamu B'tmimus, Ve'enoi Hoylach B'mokam Shareshet Yetzahara Prusa. You see, the seichel takes you down the primrose path, and the person ends up doing something that's not beseder already. And this is exactly what we are trying to say here. That Berisha Sayipol Rasha, that he falls in, is because by the tamim it's teyasha darkai. But yilochet means the trap is already set. You're not falling off a cliff. You're not accidentally falling into the lake. You are deliberately setting into a course which itself is inherently a disaster. What's a malkoid? A malkoid is a trap, like a trap for an animal. So yilochedu, they will be undone, right? So by the time it's efshaloi sheyilochet, but it's efshaloi lipo. Mashiach came by the Yosher who uses his seichel. There you need the hatzola. That's where you have yilochedu. Because he sets his own trap, as it were, precisely because he's using his seichel. In the Chayna Rasha, Shuhefech Hatam, Hu Noifel Shaloi B'miskavin, Shetoya B'dover, For Hu Machmas Rishus, Shehoya B'itchila. So he says the Rasha falls into the Tos. The seichel enoishi karov mi'oid l'reshes yetzarara. He says it black on white. The human seichel is very likely to err in midos and in the hanhaga of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, because the yetzarara is always manipulating the seichel. This is ki ha'shoichad ya'aver eni chachomim v'isalev divrei tzadikim. The Yetzer knows how to use and manipulate the seichel. Aval ha'yeshorim shoch mederech ha'seichel v'seichel enoishi nochamol. Seichel enoishi korov miyoid l'reshes ha'yetzer hara sheyintem miderech ha'toyra u'bekal yochol ilocheid berishtoi lochein omar yilocheidu. By the way, in the piece that I already brought, I think we spoke about it once, maybe I spoke about it in another context by the Musarvad a long time ago, but there's a very famous piece at the beginning of Parshas Bechuk Goysai in the Meshech Chochma. And there he makes the point that is made by a number of Svarim, that the human nature is such that we try to be Mechadish Chidushim. And this is true in Torah, and this is true in life. And the person is always looking to make a new statement, to see things differently than his predecessors. And because of that, when you have the Hatzlocha of the Derech HaTorah, the next generation is always trying to find out what's wrong with that Hatzlocha. So you have a very good example in the Maskilim, you have a very good example in other types over the Doiris, that were looking to find out what's wrong with the Derech HaTorah of the previous generation, because the She'ifa of the Seichel is to be Mechadish Chedushim. So you just can't duplicate or replicate what was. Now, our understanding is that what was is often greater than what is, and that if we could replicate it, it would be an unbelievable accomplishment. But nature of the person is never to be satisfied with copying somebody else's derech and trying to emulate, no matter how good that other person is. We try lehefech, we try to oppose the previous Dor's ideas, in order that we should plant our feet on the ground as discoverers and creators and inventors, because the nature of the person is to be mechadish. And that is exactly why Yisharim, which go b'derech ha-seichel, v'seichel en-noishi, karav mi'od l'reshes ha-yetzara. Because the seichel is always attempting to be mechadish chedushim. And you find this phenomenon, mamish, in every possible direction, in any possible way. In fact, I personally think that it severely infects our whole hashkafas olam without sometimes our even realizing it. I'm not going to go into this, and I don't want to be misquoted or misunderstood, but I have an idea that the tremendous emphasis that has been placed today on certain inyonim in terms of human behavior, even negative human behavior, like hitting a child, it's not now the debate right now, that I'm discussing when is it appropriate and when is not appropriate. But that there should be a shita that simply takes the idea of chosek shiftei soinei b'noi and wipes it out, kolil, from the vocabulary. And that today, if somebody even so much as makes believe that he's hitting a child, you can already call the social services. This is something that is tainted severely by a false hashkafas olam, and more importantly, by the ethics of an atheistic society. The same thing is true in many, many other inyonim. There's a complete erosion of respect for the Torah's derech, and the seichel is always trying to say that we're more sophisticated, we're more psychologically oriented, we have more of an understanding of the human psyche, we have a greater capacity to, today things are coming out of the closet in every possible direction, and everybody thinks that's the most wonderful thing in the world. I'm talking about the chesroinus that we try to hide, and the whole notion of Ashrei Nisui Pesha Ksui Chata is gone out of the window. The whole notion of that it's much more delicate and sophisticated. You have the word of a child against his Rebbe. That's not something that's easily managed. But today, the minute a child opens up his mouth, the Rebbe's already in hot water because of this or that. And the same thing is not, it's not even just that. The whole idea of what the consequences of things are. You can have one little episode and already, Bizman Azeh, that's enough to put a person in jail. And it could very well be that the episode is a terrible thing, but everything in its context and in its proper dimensions is terrible, but, and it's not forever. And the notion that somebody could be damaged at the age of 9 for the rest of his life because of one minor incident, I can't buy something like that, frankly. I'm not going into it right now, ba'arichus. But all of that bottom line is tainted severely by the mahalach that's generally against the Ribbono Shel'olam and against the Torah. It is very rare that people will come to such maskonis organically and inherently. So what is it? That we're less moral or we're less sensitive? Cholila v'chas. We're way ahead. We always were way ahead. You know, lahavdil, like Benjamin Disraeli. it was in the session of the parliament, and he said, when your ancestors were still climbing up and down the trees, and my ancestors were giving the law to the world. This is not something that is from today and from yesterday. This is an ancient and glorious tradition which has kept us going for thousands of years, and to chuck something like that because of some fad or fashion that the modern person says we know better, this is only the koyach haseichel, which is being undermined and taken advantage of by the Yetzer Hara to destroy Torah. This is mamish the boigdim who are yilachedu with the havas, with the shvira of their midos, meaning the good part of the boigdim is destroying the fabric of Klal Yisrael. And this is the Maisim B'chol Yom. The Maskilim wanted to fix us up also. They wanted to fix us up with Diktuk. They wanted to fix us up with Tanakh. We don't learn Tanakh. We don't learn Diktuk. There's a story that a Misnagid came to a Chosid. I'm a Misnagid. I'm a Litvak. But I like this story very much. Mestagid comes over to Litvak and he says, I don't understand you. I just listened to you laying the Torah. It's a disaster. He says, he says, who? I mean, it's you're not making any chilukim between Zacha and the Keva. So the Chassid said to him, you know, in Chumash, maybe you're right, but in real life, we know what a Zacha and a Keva is better than you. In real life. You know, they came to make things prettier and nicer. They wanted to be in the language. You know, when I give a drosha, I give it in English. To be frank with you, I would prefer to give it in Yiddish. Honestly. I love to give drushas in Yiddish. I don't have the opportunity. When Reb Ezra came and said to me, I'd like you to give a shir in Borough Park as well. So I said, it's a very big mesiras nefesh on my part, but I'll do it on one condition only, that the shir can be in Yiddish. And kachab, that's what I give. I give Tuesday morning, I give my shir is in Yiddish. I would prefer to give all my shirim in Yiddish, except here comes a Russian to me and says it's not fair. Comes a Sephardi to me and says not fair. Comes most Americans to me and says it's not fair. No, it's not fair, it's not fair. Was kann ich tun? But the untish teshuva is, that's Yiddish, is that if I could, I would give a shir dafka in Yiddish. And you know why? Because that's my mama loshen, that's the loshen of Klal Yisrael for a thousand years. And the fact of the matter is that English doesn't really do the job. I don't agree with those who say that as long as it's English with Torah content, I don't think it does the job. But in any case, does or doesn't, just want you to know that that is not the issue that was then. Then when you said that the drasha should be in German or the drasha should be in whatever language of the people, they were not talking about my drashas in English. They were not talking about the shiurim. They were trying to undermine the fabric of Klal Yisrael. And some of them didn't even realize that that's what they were trying to do. They just wanted to make things more sophisticated. Their argument was that this is Kiddush Hashem. You don't have to talk like a barbarian. You don't have to speak to the people so that no one understands you. You have to be sophisticated. So you have to read literature. And it went at Kidei Kach that many Rabbonim more often quote Shakespeare. Baruch Hashem, we're almost rid of those Rabbonim. But more often quoted Shakespeare than they quoted the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bechaya in their Shabbos morning drushes. Now, Shakespeare, you know. My horse, a kingdom, a horse, a kingdom for a horse. Isn't that more important than any Ramban? You know, to be or not to be, that is the question. That is the question, Rabbi Isai. To be or not to be, if I state. So what's the pshat? The pshat is they really want to destroy. But you don't come and say, I'm taking a hammer and I'm smashing it like the idols by Avraham Avinu. No! You come and say, I'm making it better. I'm making it more refined, more sophisticated, more like the Goyim, because what the Goyim do is chashuv. It's mamish noyri v'ayim. And that's b'havas boigdim yilochedu. I just wanted the one more pasuk. B'mois Adam Rasha is very different than the previous pasukim. B'mois Adam Rasha toiva tikva v'toicheles oinim avoda. So the Goyin has his pshat, and as I point out to you from the Medrash, in Medrash Rab of Koheles, there's another pshat. Pasuk says here, B'mois Adam Rasha toiva tikva. Tikva is lost with the death of the Rasha. And furthermore, concerning that same Rasha, toicheles oinim avoda. What is oinim? So the word oinim alev vav nun means strength. And we have in the pasuk, Ruvain b'chayri ata kaychi v'reishis oini, the beginning of my strength. My first strength means my first child. So oinim, according to the Gra, means the descendants, the children, the family of the Rasha. So he says, and we'll read it inside, but he says the gist of it is as follows. According to the Gra, the Rasha has dreams and hopes and aspirations that are immediate, and he has dreams, hopes, and aspirations that are for the long run, for the distant future. Included in his hopes and aspirations for the distant future are that what he does is for his children. So the person's a ganav and a gazlan, he's amassed a fortune, he's a robber baron, and what is he doing all this for, you'll ask him. So he says, well, I want to lead the good life, but you already have much more than you need. So why do you continue doing all of this? Because I want to have for my children as well. So the Goyin says that the Pasuk is telling me that when the Rasha dies, all of his plans go with him that are immediate. His taivas cannot be taken with him. He ends up with nothing. He's bankrupt. And that which he planned for his children, that's also not going to be successful. What is the Lashon of Tikva? The immediate plan, the immediate hope, the hope for today and tomorrow. But there's Yesh Mochalach Hazman, that's called Toicheles. Yachel Yisrael El Hashem means towards the future. Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'Yamitz Libecha, is for now. So the Goyin says in this Pasuk, B'mois Adam Rosh HaTayva Tikva, Koko Safti, Shetikva Hubzman Korev, is an immediate time, V'Toicheles Hubzman Rochaik, in the future time. He's hoping that he's going to have the good life, the good things. And when he dies, but the reason toicheles is used is because yachel toicheles is lizman rochik. The gam habonim mitzapim sheyova toiv lehem. He says like this: when there's hope for the future for the children, so not only is the father, the Rasha, dreaming for the future of his children, but the children themselves are dreaming. When is he going to die already, and we'll have all of these good things? So it says that they are also toicheles. V'zeu toicheles oinim. Masha oinim shehem bonav. Right, the word oin alavav nun is a child. Koychi veracious oini. Masha oinim shehem bonav. These are the children of the Rasha. Miyaklim, what they're dreaming about. O masha hu miyakl for his children. Shehiel oinim shehem bonav of the b'moisai. The side b'moisai adam Rasha, who side al shloisha pishe Israel. So I gave you references. And what it's about in the parentheses, in the brackets, the Shloisha Gilgulim, you have it in a number of places, especially by Kayin Novanod, but it's not Nageya to us. I just mentioned anybody who's in these Inyonim, the three places where this idea is mentioned in the Tikkun Isaiah. So what the Goyin is saying is very simple. The Goyin is saying that the Pasuk is telling me that anything that's Gashmi, it perishes, and there's a very good chance that all the dreams and aspirations that the Rosh has, even for his children, will never succeed. The Rabbeinu Bechaye, I'm going to say after the Medrash. The Medrash says on the words, Esakol Ra'isi B'mei Hevli, Sha'alu Eshmuel HaKotn, Ma'u D'chsiv Yesh Tzadik Oved B'tzidkoi, Amal Lahem, Goli V'yodua L'fnei Misha Amav Ha'yoyl. Now, you have to understand something. There have been quite a number of attempts in Chazal in many different places. You might almost say to make sense of the theodicy of Tzadik Virala Virasha V'Toifloi. This does not mean to say that what he says is the solution to the problem. It's just that in a very complicated Inyan, there are kavim, there are certain directions in which you can see some logic, something that we can fathom. But it doesn't solve the problem. So the problem remains unfathomable, but there are kavim within the problem that have their own reason. So this is what he says. Goli v'yodu al-fnei misha amav ha'yoylam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Sha'at tzadik osid lovo lidei mayit. The tzadik is going to be undone. Now we'll soon see. What do we mean, Lidei Mayit? Lidei Mayit, according to Shmuel HaKotan, means that he could be Meshamish Bikuna Gdoila Shmoinim Shonav L'Besayf Naset Stuki. So often HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away the tzaddik before the tzaddik can mess himself up, which is a very frightening idea, by the way. But Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ad Shehu B'Tzidkoi, while he's still in his tzidkus, Asalkenu, I will remove him from the world. So it doesn't mean on account of his tzidkai, and it doesn't mean in spite of his tzidkai. It means while he is still a tzaddik. Yesh tzaddik oived. Why is he oived? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take him while he's still a tzaddik, so that he should have all of the pluses of Olam Haba that he's zoichet to already, without being undermined in Olam Hazeh and losing the Olam Haba altogether. Now, the Yesh Rasha Marich Bara Asai, what about a Rasha that stays alive and he continues and lengthens his rishus? Ma'arich, he extends his rishus. What is that? He says, calls man sha'adam chaisa. Very interesting. What would we normally say? And what's another kav of those kavim that I was talking about that makes sense of this idea that a Rosh of a Tavloi, that he gets his Olam HaZeh so that he should have no reward in Olam HaBa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him in a much less significant way, because no comparison between the Hano of Olam HaZeh and the Hano of Olam HaBa. So whatever zechus he has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him for that zechus here in this world. But this is not the pshat of Shmuel HaKotten. Shmuel's HaKotten pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the Rasha more time to do tshuva. More time to do tshuva. Very interesting. As long as there's a possibility to do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can lengthen the life of the Rasha and give him that chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzap eloi l'tshuva. Mace, what happens if he dies? Avdo tikvasa shenema b'mais adam Rasha toiva tikva. That's our pasuk. When a person dies, the hope is lost. So how did the Kohelis explain the pasuk? Very different than the Gra. Because according to the Gra, tikva means his own tikva. All of those false and absurd hopes that a Rasha has, that he leads his life a certain way, berishus, because he wants to have material gain of different kinds, or covet, or whatever, all of this ends up with absolutely nothing, because he dies and he turns to dust. But the Kohelis Rabbah is interpreting lehefech. Avad tikva means the hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for him, that he's yoshiv u'mitzapik v'yochol, that he should do tshuva. The hope for tshuva is gone if he dies. And memeila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be ma'arich yomav in the hope that he will, in fact, in that time of arichus yomim, maybe do tshuva after all. Shenema b'mos adam rasha tova tikva. So let's take a quick look at the Rabbeinu Bachayi. B'zesh ama shloim olav ha-shalom b'mos adam rasha tova tikva. Loi ama b'mos rasha ela b'mos adam rasha. What is the relevance of that? So he says, levayer ki ha-nimshach acha toldes ha-adam. Adam is from the word Adam. The man of the earth. The man of the earth is somebody that's shokua. As he says, Umishtakeya betaivos hagufanios nikra rasha. Valkein bemoisai toiva tikvosai imai. Kiloitia tikvosai hikilohoisa tikvosai kim binyone gufai, loi binyone nafshai. Umipnezeb of dan gufai toiva tikvosai. This pshat is very similar to the Gra. And basically what he's saying is that the words bemois adam rasha, what is the... Everywhere else in Mishlei, you don't have to speak about Adam Rasha, first of all, because Rasha means Adam Rasha. It doesn't mean a cat that's a Rasha, or a dog. It means an Adam Rasha. So why does it say the words Adam? So the answer is because it's reflecting upon the kind of Rishus, that it's a Rishus because he's part of the Adama and he never escaped. It's like somebody whose gravity was so great that he's mamish, still part of the earth itself. And that's his taivus and his she'ifus. Everything revolves around the gashmius that he is. So in the herkiv of neshama and guf, he's into the guf ba'if and nifla. And because of that, of course, if he dies, then everything is gone. So that's b'mois adam rasha toivat tikva. He says, when there's a person who is into ruchnias, so even his death does not stop the ruchnias from achieving its success by olam haba. But if a person is totally into gashmias obviously stops when the gashmias stops. So b'mois adam rasha toivat tikva. So you have two very different birushim in this pasuk. I just want to point out to you the two places in the footnote number two, the two places where the Goyin mentions the difference between Toicheles and Tikva. Toicheles Sadikim Simcha v'Tikvas Rishoyim Toiveid. I don't remember if I mentioned this. Yesh Tikva Achrisech. Did I mention that? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Rachel Imenu, Mini Koilich Mibechi Veinayach Midima. So it uses the word there, tikva. According to the Goyin, tikva means in the immediate. So the kasha that we had You see, it goes back to the Gemara at the end of Maseches Makis and the kasha that I've always asked, which I think we have the answer to. What is that kasha? Everyone is maskim, I believe, that the emunah of the Chachomim that were together with Rabbi Akiva in that very incredible moment when they came to the Har HaBayis and they saw the fox crawling free and totally unafraid, because it was a desolate, desolate place, a place where a fox can roam. Because a fox does not enter into the yishuv. He doesn't go into a place of civilization. So the fact that they saw the fox, shu'olim hilchufo, was not just a corroboration of the pasuk in Megillas Eicha, it was the evidence in front of their eyes of the utter and absolute desolation that once used to be the Makom HaMikdash. So everybody started to cry. Did they have any less emuna in the Geula HaAsida than Rabbi Akiva? I don't think so. I don't see how we could say something like that. So then what is the difference between their crying and Rabbi Akiva's laughing? And when Rabbi Akiva says that, gives them the explanation of why he's laughing, by quoting a pasuk, they knew the pasuk also, and they knew that it will be fulfilled exactly as Rabbi Akiva. So what is the Nicham Tanu? They should have said, yes, Rabbi Akiva, but right now, it's a time of sadness and of sorrow. Tomorrow will be a time of Hatzlacha and of Yeshua, and tomorrow we will rejoice. Imagine somebody on Tisha B'Av not fasting and doing very extraordinary things which are expressions of joy. He's dancing and playing music. You'd think that he's a meshugana. I mean, an elchayid I'm talking about. You'd think he's mamish a meshugana. So he come over to him and says, what are you doing? He says, don't you know that today is a big yontif? Today is a big yontif? Today is the biggest day of sadness and despair. Kala misabal yushalayim. Zaych in the future, not today. So the answer is, there's a time to cry and there's a time to laugh. And now the Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. And you can't imagine tomorrow today. So what was Rabbi Akiva doing? The Maisa, the Gemara doesn't seem to explain anything really. It says, Nicham Tonu, you were Menachem us. So I always felt that the answer is very simple. Rabbi Akiva did not live in the pattern of time today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. When Rabbi Akiva looked at the fox, he saw the Kohen Gadol. I mean, literally, he saw the Kohen Gadol. I point out the mashal of a hologram. You know, you look at something this way, it's red. You look at something the other way, the same thing, mamish, and it's blue. It's the same thing. It's red and blue. What's the pshat? Depends on the angle because of the way that the light waves hit it. And this is a hologram. And sometimes you see this picture and sometimes you see a different picture. But it's the same card. It's the same piece of paper. It's the same picture. Rabbi Akiva looked at the fox and his eyes saw the Kohen Gadol. They looked at the fox and they saw a fox. But they believed the Kohen Gadol. They believed in the future. Rabbi Akiva saw the future in front of his eyes, mamish. Now, that nekuda, I believe, is brought out in Yesh Tikva Acharisich, based on the Goyin's Loshen, that Tikva is for the immediate. Because after all, the Golus is extending and extending and extending. And Rachel is Mevaka Abonel Ki Einenu. So you stop crying after a while, and you come to terms with your matzav. When you can't come to terms with your matzav is because you have a sense of imminence. That's the Yesh Tikva L'Achrisech. In other words, I cannot abide a notion of thousands of years. The Geula is tomorrow, so where are the children? That's Yesh Tzakel Shpoch says, Mini Kailach Mibechi Ve'Nayach Min Dima. You're right. You're right, and then you don't have to cry. Because Yesh Tikva L'Achrisech. What you exhibited is Tikva, not Teicheles. And Tikva is today. That's the Goyin's word. Let's take just a quick look at the two other places where the Gra says in footnote number 2 on the bottom of page 2. The Pasuk in Mishle Yud Chof Ches that we had already, Teicheles Sadikim Simcha V'Tikvas Rishoyim Toiveid. The Goyin says, Teicheles Sadikim Simcha, Teicheles U'mash Odom Etzapesh Yovei Achazman, Teicheles is in the future, K'moshikos Teicheles Memushocha. machlas leiv. V'tikva hu masha adam mitzape sheyava loy tekef ubizman karev hu mitzape vaynu. Shatzadikim ainu mitzapim. If you remember this, ainu mitzapim litol skarim b'olam azeh. Rak miyachlim lelokeyam sheitin lem skar b'olam abo. V'zeh shetochelis tzadikim l'simcha k'ma shekosuv orzeru latzadiku liyushrei leiv simcha. V'tikvas rishoyim toived mehem sheimekavim likach tekef avzeh toived kiderech rishoyim toived. So he has one place where he distinguishes between Techeles and Tikva, and he says the tzaddikim are able to wait and pine and yearn, and they will get their schar in the future because they are not mitzapah for the schar ba'ilum hazeh. Mashenka the Rishoyim, who expect it imminently, they will lose even that. Rei Mishlei Yud Aleph Chav Gimel, that's a little bit later in our own Perek. Ta'avas tzaddikim ach toiv, Tikvas Rishoyim Evra, you know, Evra Bazam Mishlachas Malachei Royim. Evra means kas. Vayis Aber Hashem Bi Lemanchem. Bira Groshom. Taivas Tzadikim Achtoiv Kloimar. Sha Tzadikim Einon Misavin Loi Ledover Orei Velo Ledover Hamoyel Ach Ledover Shutoiv Beetzem. Vahim HaMitzvois. Umadrichinas Hamidois Vatoiro Lekiyum HaMitzvois. Their personality, their being, and the Torah learning that they have is directed ach v'rat to be mekayim mitzvahs Hashem, and that is taivas tzadikim ach toiv v'tikvas rishoyim evra, shorishoyim enom chafetzim rak she'elam orev tekef. That's the tikvas tekef u'miyad. They want that what they have. They want it now, and they want it to taste good today. L'chein oma tikva she tikvasam she'elam orev boilam azeh. Aval afilu boilam azeh tikvasam leevra ve'enam masigin ta'avasam. By the way, it's not only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them, but because inherent in the nature of what they are chasing after, they never happen. You should know that a lot of people who are entertained, if you'll ask them, how do you feel? They say, I feel terrific, I feel great, I feel happy. But the emerson is, it never touches the nekudas haneshama, and they're really not happy at all. And the biggest raya is that 5 minutes later, they're chasing after the same hevel, because it can never satisfy them. You know, it's an amazing thing. A person goes to a movie and walks out of the movie, and he thinks the movie is gewaldig, and then they ask him, how was the movie? Oh, it was fabulous. Did you really enjoy yourself? Oh, absolutely, I enjoyed myself. The next day, he goes to another movie. It does not have a staying power by definition, because there's really nothing there that could feed the neshama. So that's what taiva is. You know, you have a steak yesterday, you remember the steak, and you remember even the taste of the steak. But tomorrow, you want another steak. Doesn't last. Doesn't last at all. I remember once. I have a friend who's a tremendous letz. And sometimes he says some very funny things, and sometimes they're very musitic. So he once told me the proof of this vart, of this idea. He says, you see an interesting thing. You see a person comes to the movie, the next day he goes back to the movie. Says, a raya that it doesn't last. But then a person comes to a shir, doesn't come back to the shir for 3 months. So it's a raya that it lasted a long time. You'll get it. Anyhow, the Yesod HaDvarim is, of all that we learned, that it's better to be good and it's not good to be bad, and that's bunch mandra ni bunch kubi of the Zayda, be smart and don't be stupid, and Baruch Hashem, we should go with the derech of the Tam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the seichel and provide us for the seichel that we are maybe missing in the derech of Tmimus. And if we go with the derech Hayosha, we should be nitzol from the Atzas Yetzer Hara to take that seichel and use it to suspend and to deny the Ribbono Shel Olam and his Torah. And we should be zeichel to the Gula Shleima and to see the fox turn into the Kohen Gadol Afanemis, b'viyaz goyel tzedek b'meheira v'yomeinu amen.